Hey everybody, welcome back to The Stronger Way, where we talk all things food freedom, fitness, and life transformation. I'm your host, Alicia Carlson, and it is so great to be here with you all. I have kind of an emotional episode for you, and it's really just kind of centers on talking about somebody who I have not really shared a whole lot about in my life. And I do think that this is a conversation that is worthwhile to have, especially as we look at embracing more of a non-diet perspective to our lives, our lifestyles, and really just kind of how we think about and talk about our bodies. And so without much more introduction, I'm just going to kind of get into it. And I do believe that this is going to resonate with you, that this is really going to probably speak to you and hopefully help you kind of answer some questions as well with regards to kind of like, how do we go about navigating the conversations around our body, perhaps other people's bodies, and really like what are the types of compliments and comments that we maybe want to be looking to make rather than always kind of fixating and focusing on what our bodies look like, what somebody else's body looks like, and really just kind of shifting, I guess, that dialogue around bodies in general. It's really crazy. I feel like the more work that I do in the non-diet space and really the more that I study diet culture and our society's perspective, I guess, on women's bodies and all of that stuff, just how so much of our time, our energy, and our conversation is really focused on and fixated on our weight, what we're eating, our bodies, what they look like, what they should look like, and just how much diet chatter there really is out there. And if it's not something that you have really tuned into or paid much attention to, then hopefully listening to this episode will kind of spark that interest in you or will kind of spark that awareness for you to really start evaluating and looking at how often or how much time and energy those kinds of conversations or comments or compliments take in your life. Or like if somebody says something to you that maybe you don't see as a good thing about your body, like how much you internalize that and then start to believe that about yourself and how that shapes your identity and your choices. Our words are so incredibly powerful. And they have the power to either kind of create life or death, right? And it's crazy to think that we could both build somebody up with our tongue and with our mouth and the things that we say, but that we can also tear them down and destroy them as well. And that goes for ourselves too, right? So it's not just the things that we're saying about other people, but it's the things that we're saying about ourselves. And really, like the things that are coming out of our mouths are this outpouring of our heart, right? And it starts with the thoughts. It starts with maybe some of that subconscious cultural conditioning. So really, this is just kind of a great conversation, I think, for us to have and really start to navigate, you know, how are we talking to ourselves or about ourselves? How are we talking to other people about them, especially in the area of food, of their bodies, of weight, and all of those kinds of things? I remember really having this conversation with a client of mine a while ago where she was just like, you know, now that I'm kind of in this space where I'm no longer fixated on my body or my weight, I can't help but notice how often these conversations are happening around me or how often somebody that I'm talking to will make a comment either about my body or their body or somebody else's. And I just don't really know what to say. And so that was really kind of the inspiration for this episode. So really, you know, now we're going to kind of dive into it a little bit, just kind of sharing a little bit of my heart, my experience, my story, and hopefully this will resonate with you. So it really wasn't that long ago that I remember just this time in my life, and maybe it was probably years, probably a couple of decades, where I really craved hearing a compliment about my body. Growing up, it really wasn't all that uncommon to hear the primary women in my life talking about their bodies. And oftentimes, if I'm reflecting on it, it seems like it was in kind of these unfavorable ways, right? They were always kind of picking on themselves or talking about the things that they didn't like about their bodies. And perhaps worse yet, they were talking about other women's bodies. So either commenting on, you know, the fact that they needed to lose weight or that they were too skinny. It seems like no matter what end of the spectrum you're on, it's always the quote unquote wrong one, right? So either they were wishing that their bodies looked more like that woman's body, or they're commenting on how maybe that woman had let herself go or had gained so much weight. And something I haven't really talked about a whole lot is my mom. Now, she passed away about a decade ago. I think it was actually about 11 years ago. I remember I was barely pregnant with my son, Kellen, at the time. And I think I had maybe even just had the opportunity around Mother's Day to tell her that she was going to be a grandma. off for the second time. Now, her and I didn't have the greatest relationship, and if you know me on any level, you already probably knew that. I wish I could say that our relationship was healed and it got better before she died, but sadly, that's a no. I'm still holding out hope, though, that one day it will be better. One day we will be able to reconcile and maybe have even just a sliver of the relationship that I realize now I was so hungry and so desperate for. There were definitely many things her and I had fought over or we struggled to understand one another on. And if I'm being honest, I kind of always felt a little jealousy from her. Like she was jealous of me for some reason, that she hated me in some way. I remember looking at her body and honestly praying that I never grew up to look like her. In fact, to this day, I still kind of find myself feeling a little bit uncomfortable if someone comments and says that I look like her. I don't exactly take that as a compliment. And perhaps it's because I want to look like myself. I want to be myself apart from her. But also, I think it's because I didn't really see her beauty for what it was. I only really ever saw the things that I didn't like about her. One of the things I remember most, though, growing up and like really reflecting, I think I was probably maybe second or third grade, is just seeing her pain, the deep pain that she felt about her own body, the ways that she had always compared or was always compared to her older, more quote unquote beautiful and thin sister. I think the older I have gotten and the more I've grown and done kind of this internal work on myself and have been healed in this area, I can see how much of her behavior was actually driven from a place of so much pain, just so much hurt and heartbreak that, you know, she wasn't good enough or she wasn't as good as her sister. And I really do think that that drove a lot of her behavior that ultimately ended up being one of the reasons that we didn't have a great relationship with the drinking, the drugs, and things like that. I tell you this story, though, because I know that there was not a shortage of times where my mom was not being compared to her sister. I'm not sure why my grandparents did what they did or said what they said, and I'm not even entirely sure that maybe they knew how damaging their words were, how deeply their words and that comparison penetrated my mom's tender heart. In fact, I'm convinced that none of us are all that aware of how much our words pierce our own heart as well as the other women's hearts too. I think if we did, we would be much more cautious with how we used our words, both towards ourselves as well as to those around us. It really isn't too uncommon to hear or even be the one saying something about another person's body. Oftentimes, it either comes as us comparing ourselves to them as either being better than them, or we compare ourselves sort of negatively against them and their bodies, right? So either way, it's like somebody has to lose when we're playing that comparison game. It's either the other person loses because I see myself as better than them or my body is better than them, or I lose because I'm comparing myself and not feeling adequate, not feeling like my body or I'm good enough because I'm comparing myself to somebody else. Both of those are incredibly detrimental and damaging to our health, mentally, emotionally, and physically. The problem, though, is that this has become common, it's normalized, and it really is accepted in our society to talk about other people's bodies. But when we give into this temptation to talk about someone else's body or to comment on it, we are feeding that toxicity of diet culture and the diet mindset. And instead of building one another up or ourselves up, we're breaking down others or ourselves with those comments and with those words. Perhaps a deeper, more dangerous issue, though, to address here is that we don't actually ever know what a person is going through or has done to maybe lose the weight or to lose the fat or to, you know, get the body that they have. Or on the flip side, we don't know why they've gained weight, right? So that works both ways. This kind of brings us all the way back to the concept that you can't ever really tell just how healthy someone is or isn't by the way their bodies look. I spent years in a body that appeared very healthy, very fit, very lean on the outside, but I wasn't having my period, which ironically at the time I saw as some sort of badge of honor that I was so lean I had lost my period. That sounds like so ridiculous thinking about it now and knowing kind of the health implications for women to not have their period, to experience amenorrhea. But within a certain fitness culture, that is kind of seen as like a badge of honor because you're so lean, you know, so fit, quote unquote fit, air quotes, that you've lost your period. I was emotionally fragile and volatile at this point in my life. And I really remember just kind of being ruled by how I felt that I had looked. I was obsessively thinking about food, exercise, calories, my weight, macros, what other people thought of me and what I thought of me. It felt like I was kind of trapped in this prison inside of my head. And I just had all of these thoughts, all of these emotions circling around over and over and over again. There really was little room for anything else. And perhaps you might be listening to this and thinking, like, that's so extreme. I'm not at all that obsessed, or, you know, I'm not in that place. And for some people, you're right. That is a very extreme case. However, to others, and dare I say, perhaps more than we know, this might be mild compared to what they've experienced, right? Or this might be a more common experience, this sort of extreme obsessive behavior, than what we even recognize or what we even know, because our society and our culture really does kind of, you know, put that sort of obsessive FITSPO lifestyle kind of on this pedestal. However, no matter what I looked like on the outside, nobody could really see what was happening on the inside. They only saw the results on the outside, which happened to be at the time, and even still to this day, what our culture and society praises. So the comments would come in, right? I was finally getting the comments and the praise that I wanted, and I would take them to heart to mean that I was right, like I was doing something right. And I mistook those comments for affection and love. But I have to ask, like, what happens when those comments aren't rolling in? What happens when people stop noticing our hard work, or they stop noticing the weight loss, or, you know, all of these other things? And if we're falsely building our worth and our value on what other people's think and say, then we risk losing so much when those comments change or stop altogether. So really think about that. Like, what are you building your identity and your worth and your value on? Is it praise from other people? Is it, you know, those comments and things like that? And if that is what we are building our identity and our foundation on, then I want to offer that it's a pretty shaky foundation, right? It's almost the equivalent of building our house on sand rather than building our house on a foundation of rock or stone. Pretty much there is never a time that it would be necessary or even helpful to make a comment about someone else's body. And I really want you to think about that. If you think about your heart and your motives and your intention in either seeking those comments and those compliments from other people, or in yourself in making comments or compliments about another person's body or even your own body, we really have to kind of come back and check the motive and check the intention there. And while, you know, complimenting somebody about their body, it might seem like we're doing something positive, right, to build them up and to encourage them, again, it just kind of comes back to the reminder of we don't actually know what's going on in that person's life. So we might be giving a compliment that we think would be building them up and sort of edifying them. But if they are struggling with anorexia, or if they're going through a divorce or something else super painful in their lives, and one of the ways that they're coping with stress is to simply not eat, or it's to overexercise to kind of hide from having to feel the negative, painful emotions, then we're just kind of, I think, validating or perhaps validating is not the right word, but we're just kind of reinforcing that behavior, even if it is a destructive or an unhealthy behavior, right? And again, this just goes back to like exercise and watching what you're eating and being mindful of it isn't bad in and of itself. And obviously it can be, you know, super great and really help us kind of work towards our goals. But there can also be a line that we can cross to where it becomes sort of this unhealthy behavior. And so when we make a comment or compliment somebody on their body, we don't know what's happening under the surface. And then again, it just kind of comes back to even looking from my review, why is what somebody looks like so important? And what meaning are we giving that? What value are we giving that? So that's where, you know, it really just kind of comes back to checking out, like, what's the motive? What's the intention behind this? But I just want to offer that it's like never really necessary or even helpful to make a comment about somebody else's body. So recently, my husband and I did the 5 love languages, and it happens that mine is words of affirmation. That's one of my first love languages, or the first one. But it also happens to be my husband, Rob's, that's his last one for him. Go figure. That's like another area, I think, where we're kind of opposites. I always joke because we're opposite in so many different ways, but it works. It's like that idea of opposites attract definitely works for us. Anyway, all that to say that for some of us, it might feel good to hear people acknowledging us and oftentimes our hard work or our efforts or our achievements. But again, that danger there is that when we are hanging our value and our worth and our identity on these things, and we're using other people's comments to validate us, we're on that shaky ground. So what do we say instead if we're not going to be talking about people's bodies or complimenting them or commenting on them or even like being so hyper-focused on our body? What do we say to build others up or to build ourselves up without hanging so much value on that external and what they look like or what we look like? So instead, we can kind of shift from complimenting or commenting on somebody's body or our own body to their effort, right? Or to our own effort. We can sort of focus it on the action and the behavior. And again, you know, this can be kind of shaky as well. I'm a 3 on the Enneagram, and so I'm an achiever. And so I think, again, you know, perhaps this could sort of cross into a place that would become unhealthy where, you know, you're just sort of commenting and sort of building up this idea that you have to achieve in order to, you know, have your identity and your value and all of those things. But I think for the sake of this conversation, it's just instead of focusing on just the outside, it's like, what are the other things that we could comment on? And so I think, you know, the effort or the hard work, you could also comment on characteristics about their personality and maybe how perhaps they make you feel or how they show up for you. Just like, what are the things that you truly appreciate about that person and about yourself, right? So it's like whatever we can apply to somebody else, it's also being able to turn that around. And how can I apply that to myself? How can I maybe comment or build myself up based on the effort that I'm giving or the work that I'm putting in or different characteristics about my personality, right? You know, a lot of it for me, it's like learning how to appreciate the fact that I'm a fighter, right? I'm not giving up on myself, and I've had to build like resiliency and resourcefulness through different things in my life. And so when I'm feeling discouraged or when I'm feeling like I'm not doing enough, I can really kind of look back and reflect on those things. And so I just want to offer that to you as well and really challenge you to look back at yourself. And what are the characteristics about yourself that you feel happy about, that sort of make you feel prideful of? And so we can start to kind of shift that there. So no doubt this is going to be a hard habit to break. And I'm 100% sure that when you stop to think about it, you're going to start to notice just how much this kind of conversation comes up or this kind of stuff comes up in our day-to-day interactions, whether we're commenting how somebody looks or about ourselves. And so it's just kind of bringing that into awareness and how much we might even just find ourselves thinking it. Maybe we never actually say it out loud, but how much are we thinking it about other people and about ourselves? I want to also encourage you to start really taking a look at the comments that you're making about your own body this week. Is it all appearance focused? Does it impact your mood when you're trash talking yourself? I know for me, when I used to really kind of pick on my body and the certain things that maybe I didn't like or I thought weren't good enough, that would totally impact the rest of my day, my attitude, my mood. It would impact the way that I was showing up with my kids or my husband or my friends. And it really kind of inhibited me from putting myself out there. I mean, even something so silly as like feeling confident enough or comfortable enough to wear shorts or to wear a dress that came up above my knees. And so I guess if I had to, I would say so, right? Like this trash talking definitely impacts the way that we show up. So again, you can just make those subtle shifts from what you look like to what your body is doing for you. So it's if you're always this chatter about yourself is focused externally on what your body looks like, just making those subtle shifts to what is your body doing for you? What else about you do you like? What else can you be grateful for and appreciate about yourself and about your body? It's also important to try to understand where this behavior of making comments on your body or others' bodies even comes from. Broad picture, it is this kind of culturally and socially accepted practice, but that doesn't mean that it's something that we have to internalize or that we have to participate in. And on a deeper level, where does it come from in your own heart? So if you look at your own heart and you kind of do some reflection, what is this drive to either having people comment about your body or, you know, what's this drive of you commenting or complimenting other people's body? So much of what we think about our bodies really does stem from this deep desire to be loved and to be accepted. But we've somehow gotten it twisted that this comes from what we look like, and that the closer we come to fitting a certain mold or certain expectations that we think we're supposed to fit in, the more that we can feel sort of this fake love and acceptance, right? So it's like those praises or those compliments that I was getting on my body that wasn't actually displays of people's love or acceptance of me. It was kind of this false love and this false praise. And so, you know, again, we're just, it's being super mindful that we're not hanging our identity and our worth on those things. But the further away from it we are, right? So the less that those comments are rolling in, if that's what we're expecting in order to feel love and accepted, then the less we're going to feel that love and acceptance. And if you ask me, this is such a fragile way to really walk through your life, always kind of teetering on that edge. No wonder we feel like we have to be so controlling over our bodies and food and our weight. No wonder we spend so much time thinking about food, weight, our bodies, what we look like, what other people look like. But I just want to ask you, like, imagine if all of that was cleared up in your mind. Imagine that that was no longer the internal dialogue that you were having, or that was no longer the conversations that you were having with people. What else would you be doing with your brain power, with your energy, with that time? Your homework for this week is to just become a little bit more aware of that mental chatter, as well as those external conversations and comments about your body and other people's bodies. This could be things that maybe you're noticing in TV shows, in songs, on social media, just the stuff that's kind of happening in your own head, but also those conversations that you find yourself having with other people. And really just get super curious about where all of this is coming from within you, as well as that external sort of conditioning or programming, either from your family or the culture at large. Then practice just making those subtle shifts in the dialogue. Don't beat yourself up, right? This can definitely be a hard habit to shift, just like some of those other ones that are super ingrained. But just that awareness alone is huge, and that is such a big first step. Come up with a list of other things that you can say about your own body, but also other people as well, that doesn't have anything to do with how they look. How can you compliment someone or yourself without making a statement about their body? Notice when, where, and how you're comparing yourself. Right? So it's either you're cutting somebody else down to make yourself feel better, or you're comparing yourself negatively to somebody else, right? So again, that just goes back to the idea that somebody has to lose, right? If we're always in that comparison game. Lastly, work on cultivating your value and your worth, and finding your validation from another place that's outside of your body. This validation and this worth, it's inherently yours. It's a gift that you were created to accept. And there is nothing that you can do to earn it. There's nothing that you can do to give it back. You just get to bask in that grace of that special gift. So I hope that this episode helps you kind of navigate those tricky conversations, or even just those thoughts that maybe you're having about other people's body or your own body. And hopefully this also just helps you kind of take another step into healing your relationship with yourself, with food, with your body, and ultimately start creating that life that you were meant to live. If this at all resonated with you and you just feel like, oh my gosh, Alicia gets me, she understands where I'm at, and I think that she might be able to help me, I want to encourage you to send me an email, alicia@aliciacarlson.com. I would love to get on the phone with you, hear a little bit more about your story, your goals, where you want to be, and see if there's a way that I can help you accomplish those. Until next week, have a great rest of your day, and I'll talk to you again real soon.